stay tuned for the Christmas Coup Comedy Players. That's the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare.
What seems to be the trouble, soldier? You look a little bit worried.
Well, I am, Chaplain. Just a little bit.
Actually, there's no need to be worried, as the Army has taken all of the necessary precautions to see that we're perfectly safe here.
Sir, have you ever been out at one of these shops before?
Yes, I've had the opportunity to see a number of the atomic tests. I feel that as a chaplain, it is my responsibility to be with my men.
What's it like, Chaplain?
First of all, one sees a very, very bright light, followed by a shock wave, and then you hear the sound of the blast, and then it seems as though there's a minor earthquake. And then you look up and you see the fireball as it ascends up into the heaven. It's a wonderful sight to behold.
She's never soared before, from rocky coast to golden shore. Let the mighty eagle soar, soar with healing in her wings, as the land beneath her sings. Only God, no other kings. Let the mighty eagle soar. This country's far too young to die.
Welcome to the Christmas Comedy Players. That's the CCCP's Monthly Laughing Nightmare with David Dozer, John McDonough, Mark Kehoe, Marshall Efron and Alphabetti Olson, Moogie Klingman, Joe Rondazzo, Scooter, Christopher Zagouras, The Happy Tones, John Ashcroft, and me, Janet Coleman, with special guests, the Apocalypse Yesterday Choir, Vern Partlow, Phil Klein and the Zippo Singers, and Randy Credico as the President of the United States. And we want to take a special moment to dedicate this show to our pals at Free Radio Santa Cruz, who were closed down by the FCC and the U.S. Marshals last week, and who have contributed so generously to this program and who have received our program back there in Santa Cruz. So I believe you can check out their website at Radio Freaks.
That's freakradio.org. Freakradio.org.
And now, on with the laughing nightmare.
Let the mighty eagle soar. Soar with healing in her.
Vice President Cheney, there have been new developments in Iraq.
We've made significant progress in Iraq. We've stood up a new government that's been in power now only 90 days.
15 people were killed. 6 children.
The cost, it wasn't $200
billion. $200 billion. The American people, $5 billion.
The $120 billion is, in fact, what has been allocated to Iraq.
45 million Americans.
The authorization for $15 billion.
The Vice President spoke about the $15 billion.
Provide upwards of $1,300 a year.
With a 2-cent screw.
And about 900,000.
45 million Americans.
The authorization for $15 billion to help.
5 million Americans.
Provide upwards of $1,300 a year.
With a 2-cent screw.
And about 900,000.
With a 2-cent screw.
98 times.
$200,000 a year. Over $200,000 a year.
We've added 1.7 million.
Trillions of dollars of debt.
45 million Americans. We also dropped 5 million people.
15 people were killed. 6 children.
We got 40 million seniors.
Over $200,000 a year.
We've added 1.7 million.
Trillions of dollars of debt.
We've got 33 million.
Millions of people.
We've got 111 million.
To a $3 trillion.
Paid $25,000.
They were going to put $2 trillion of the surplus aside.
We've got 33 million.
$200 billion.
Killed or maimed thousands of people.
We must be more aggressive.
In connection with the $87 billion. And
$95 billion.
5 million Americans.
The authorization for $15 billion to help.
They have several trillion dollars of
additional tax.
And about $900,000
from a $5 trillion.
Right, upwards of $1,300 a year.
Millions more Americans.
$600,000.
To a $3 trillion.
98 times.
Millions of people.
We've added 1.7 million.
They've gotten a $7.5 billion no-bid contract.
Killed or maimed thousands of people.
To find terrorists and crush them before they hurt us.
$95 billion.
It was wrong to have a $20 billion fund, out of which $7.5 billion...
That plus $14 billion they promised.
We must be more aggressive.
Pay $25,000.
$200 billion.
Six children. The cost, it wasn't $200
billion. $200 billion. The American people, $5
billion. $120 billion is, in fact, what has been allocated to Iraq.
45 million Americans.
The authorization for $15 billion.
The vice president spoke about the $15 billion.
Right, upwards of $1,300 a year.
With a two-cent squirt.
And about $900,000.
45 million Americans.
The authorization for $15 billion to help.
5 million Americans.
Right, upwards of $1,300 a year.
With a two-cent squirt.
And about $900,000
with a two-cent split,
98 times
$200,000 a year.
Over $200,000 a year.
We've added 1.7 million trillions of dollars of debt.
45 million Americans.
And we also dropped 5 million people.
15 people killed.
6 children.
We have 4 million seniors.
Over $200,000 a year.
We've added 1.7 million
dollars of debt.
13 million
millions of people.
We've got 111 million.
We have $3
trillion. $55,000.
$3 trillion.
$33 million.
$200 billion.
Over 1,000 people.
We must be more aggressive in connection with 87 billion.
$95 billion.
5 million Americans.
Authorization for $15 billion.
We have several $1 trillion additional.
And about $900,000.
We have $5 trillion.
Over $1,300 a year.
Millions more Americans.
$600,000.
We have $3 trillion.
98 times
millions.
We've added 1.7 million.
We've got $7.5 billion. No good contract.
Over 1,000 people.
Defined terrorists and crushed them before they hurt.
Welcome to the military briefing, men. As you know, our mission today is taking back the Iraqi cities. We're starting with Samarra. This one's for Bushy and Rummy. We're going to bring democracy to the people of Samarra if we have to kill everyone in this city to do it. Now, here's our battle plan. Our troops will go in Samarra, clearing out insurgents in Samarra till we're done. We'll be killing them in Samarra, we'll blow up the city, and tomorrow they will run. When we're stuck on a street and we're taking gunfire, we will drop all our bombs and blow them all away. I am talking about a Samarra. We will fight and kill those in Samarra. And then we'll say, Samarra, Samarra, we'll blow up Samarra. We'll show them who's boss today. Samarra will conquer. Samarra will rename it the USA. God bless America.
We now go to CCNN, the Christmas Coup News Network. While the Americans were watching debates here in the States, there were also debates in Baghdad on Al Jazeera. The debate was between two war criminals, Henry Kissinger and Al-Zarqawi, the beheader. They discussed the merits on how to kill people. Kissinger took the line by saying it was far better to drop bombs and napalm to kill people, but Zarqawi called Kissinger a wimp for not getting his hands bloody like he does. He said, you get far better satisfaction by doing it yourself and getting blood on your own hands. They ended the debate in agreement and said they would try to improve the ways to kill people. We now go to the really good news from Iraq with Abdullah Al-Paisan Ben-Ghazala Ali G.
This is Abdullah Al-Paisan Ben-Ghazala with the good news from Iraq. Dateline Baghdad. American-trained psychiatrists are proud to announce, as part of the coalition reconstruction process, that American pharmaceutical companies have donated thousands of pill units, most of them mood elevators and powerful pain medications such as OxyContin, to the citizens of our country. These medications are sure to sweeten the Iraqi character, admittedly somewhat on edge due to difficulty in adjusting to the new freedom and Western-style democracy. These badly needed medications are to be distributed door-to-door along with multicolored balloons all across the country, as soon as public water systems are restored. There is also the possibility of administering these 21st century miracle medications by dissolving them directly into the public waters, guaranteed to add a dimension of relaxation to harried day-to-day life in the new Iraq. Deadline Samarra. Recent hooligan problems have been resolved and will not stand in the way of the big development plans for the historic city, say developers. The enormous Three Kings development will all but remove most of Old Samarra to be the site of one of the world's tallest buildings in the shape of the Three Kings that followed the bright star to the baby Jesus. The development will feature the world's largest water park, a fundamentalist Christian study center, and Broadway-style theater, a 20,000-unit condo development, and the four-tier Frankincense La Galleria Mall. Sources tell us that the first production at the theater will be a musical titled Crusade, rumored to be starring Hollywood's talented Paula Abdul. Now let's go to the numbers. General explosions, way, way up. Car bombs, as we predicted, way up. We are no longer charting museum lootings or donkey rockets. Beheadings have returned to the index, but have recently been edged out by kidnappings, now making a powerful comeback, as we predicted the last time. Days to full resumption of electrical power here in Baghdad, projected 880. Days to functioning sewer system and fresh water for Baghdad still remains unknown. However, a healthy rainy season is predicted for this fall. Anarchy index has zoomed to 9.8, edging sharply up from last month's 9.6. And this has been Abdullah El Paisan Ben Gazzara with the Good News from Iraq, a Mission Accomplished production.
Jobs and healthcare, praise our George. Lost civil rights and clean air, praise our George. In Iraq each day there is a new combustion. Bless our George. A W of mass destruction. Dread diseases, second terms for George and Jesus.
We take you now live to the Oval Office, where Vice President Dick Cheney and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice are facing each other over the official poker table of the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
What is going on, Dick?
We want to improve the image of the President, Condi, for the next debate.
Can we get the President to tone down the snarling, Dick?
Well, we can't, Condi.
It used to be just a sneer.
It was a good Republican sneer.
It has turned into a snarl.
We are at war, Condi. No one wants the president to appear sensitive.
Of course not. But he has to rise above testy. He's coming across grumpy and exasperated.
Yeah, well, We're going to use that to our advantage next time. That's why we were having this meeting at the official poker table of the president.
But this president doesn't play poker, Dick. Our last good player was Nixon.
Democrats haven't had a player since Truman.
Nixon opened China.
Truman A-bombed Japan.
Are we here to play poker with the president this morning, Dick?
Well, the president is working on perfecting a new snarl. He won't be joining us.
So what are we here for?
Well, the president and his opponent have agreed to throw out the format for the next debate.
And what's the new format? A poker game?
Yes, it is. And what could be more American than poker?
Poker has evolved from a game of ancient Persia, actually.
That's history. Poker is American.
And Persia is Iran.
They have agreed to play a heads-up game of Texas Hold'em, winner-take-all.
I don't get it.
Well, the president was watching some poker show on TV.
Now we have to teach the president to play poker?
Well, that's all taken care of.
How? Marked cards?
We thought of marked cards.
The president of the United States cannot play with marked cards.
Well...
Who says he will remember what the marks mean?
Yes, CIA is something better.
Huh.
Special deck with built-in sensors reads the player's fingerprints. Then the cards adjust their visual display, giving the president the better hand.
CIA comes to the rescue again, Dick. So, what more needs to be done?
We need to teach the president to do tricks with chips.
Chip tricks, Dick?
The president will have the better hand, Condi, but we can't control the flop.
What's the flop?
The common cards shared by both players.
Can we rewrite the rules?
No. Jim Baker took it to the big boys, but Amarillo Slim said no way.
Darn.
Yeah, but we can make the president dominate the action by teaching him chip tricks the pros use, like chip shuffling.
You mean where you take two stacks of chips and integrate them into one big stack?
Well, I wouldn't say integrate.
You put two fingers on the left stack and the ring finger and the pinky on the right stack, while the thumb on the left side of the right stack lifts the stack slightly and the two stacks are pushed together.
And that is the kind of integration that we can hope to have win it for the Republicans.
It's a good thing these debates don't really affect anything, or our hold on the presidency could be in jeopardy.
Well, we've got that covered. Through Central Weather Command, we have ordered one more devastating hurricane that will completely destroy Florida.
An October surprise hurricane. But first you secure the absentee ballots.
Exactly. Hmm. And along with Brother Jeb's lone surviving vote, we reelect the president.
And you know, Dick, if you use two hands, you can shuffle four stacks of chips.
Your suitcase out, and you're packing your clothing. What's going on, O feckless leader?
I have plenty of feck.
Oh, forgive me. How about O feckful leader?
Sounds like feculent. Forget it. I've been feeling a little down lately. I heard of a place where Americans are truly loved. A place that we invaded, and the people threw roses, nylon stockings, and chocolates at our guys. Let's go and be adored.
Oh, what place is that?
Baghdad.
Oh, sounds good to me, Captain Privilege.
Hurry. Keep up.
But what will I do with the nylon stockings? I can't wear them.
I don't care. This is it, Peter Patriot. Baghdad, a teeming city of minarets and people. An ancient city, used to be crossroads of civilization, famous for its architecture.
Oh, looks like rubble to me. Did they have an earthquake?
No, they had us. We're fixing it, putting in electricity.
You mean that wire sparking on the ground?
Yes.
And that water leaking from the hose is...
fresh H2O. Let's make contact with the natives. We'll be jocular. It melts the ice.
What ice? It's hot, Captain Privilege.
I don't care. Hola! Greetings.
Guten Morgen, meine Herren. Captain Privilege, no one's smiling.
Well, they're not laughing either. Give someone a Stars and Stripes fudgy bar now before trouble starts.
Okay, I'll give one to the man over there wearing a jacket over his nightgown. Hello, sir. Here, have a Stars and Stripes fudgy bar. It's the taste of America.
It smells fishy.
Well, it is fishy. That's the surprise anchovy inside.
Oh, it stinks and tastes bad. You...
Hey, don't throw that shoe at me.
Ow.
I feel a downer coming on. Let's go home. Ow. Oh.
Good thinking, Captain, but wait. Let's not exit so fast. I just remembered they have anthrax here.
Yes, and weapons of mass destruction, too.
But no one has found them yet.
Let's search for them and be heroes.
Ooh, the president will love us.
Maybe he'll get reelected. Come on, there's a heck of a lot of rubble here to search through.
I found something. Captain, look, this looks like a centrifuge deflector.
Well, let me see. Oh, no, Peter. This is an egg beater.
Ah, too bad. Mm. Oh, but look at this.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, this is a neutrino extractor detonator.
No, that's a teapot.
Yes, but look at this. A nuclear weapon shield, if I ever saw one.
Well, that is a napkin.
Do you suppose...
that this is a bombed-out restaurant? Because if you do, you're right.
I'm hungry.
Me too. Hand me a Stars and Stripes fudgy bar.
Yum. Lip smacking.
Good.
Well, I'm going to preach a sermon about old man Adam. I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, datum. I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve made it. I mean that thing that science liberated. Einstein says he's scared. And when Einstein's scared, I'm scared. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Here's my moral, plain as day. Old man Adam is here to stay. He's gonna hang around, it's plain to see. But ah, my dearly beloved, are we? We hold this truth to be self-evident. All men may be cremated equal. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, here's my text. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Lordy, who'll be next? The science guys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime. Before they knew it, the job was done. That hitched up the power of the gosh darn sun. They put a harness on old Sal. Splitting atoms while the diplomats was splitting hairs. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, what'll we do? Hiroshima, Nagasaki, they both went up the flue. Then the cartel crowd put on a show to turn back the clock on the UNO, to get a corner on atoms and maybe extinguish every darned atom that can't speak English. Down with foreign-born atoms, yes, sir. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. But the Adams International, in spite of hysteria, flourishes in Utah, also Siberia. And whether you're white, black, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down, to be or not to be. That is the question. Atoms to atoms and dust to dust. If the world makes A-bombs, something's bound to bust. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. No, the answer to it all isn't military datum. Like who gets the fustest with the mostest atoms, but the people of the world must decide their fate. We gotta stick together or disintegrate. World peace in the atomic golden age or a push-button war. Mass cooperation or mass annihilation. Civilian international control of the atom. One world or none. If you're gonna split atoms, well, you can't split ranks. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. It's up to the people, cause the atom don't care. You can't fence him in, he's just like air. He doesn't give a darn about politics or who got who into whatever fix. All he wants to do is sit around and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. So if you're scared of the A-bomb, I'll tell you what to do. You got to get with all the people in the world with you. You got to get together and let out a yell. Or the first thing you know, we'll blow this world to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Moscow too, New York, London, Timbuktu, Shanghai, Paris, up the flue. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, we must choose between the brotherhood of man or smithereens. The people of the world must pick out a thesis. Peace in the world or the world in pieces. Whoosh!
We're champions of the earth. We're men of very much worth. We're not zeros, we're materialistic heroes. Captain Privilege and Peter Patriot.
And now for chapter 158 in the ongoing adventures of Captain Privilege and Peter Patriot, two right-wing heroes out to make things right.
Gosh, it makes us mad when they spit on our flag and we see sparks when they protest in our parks. Let Captain Privilege and Peter Patriot wipe them out. That's what we're all about, baby.
We find them at home in their little house by the highway, enjoying a quiet evening.
Pass the potato chips, Peter.
Sure. I just loved the Republican convention, Captain Privilege.
Oh, so did I. It was just like a wonderful play with screwy dialogue. Just the way I like it.
You know, it was a portrait of a perfect Republican world.
Well, there are no perfect worlds.
And that's why we needed all that fiction.
What are you reading?
Oh, an old newspaper from August 12, 2004. I like my news old and cold. That way I can't get excited. Oh, no!
What is it?
Captain, the acting Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, Lester M. Crawford, says... He says that...
Yes,
that what? The terrorists might try to attack us by poisoning the drugs people buy in Canada for less money than it would cost them in the States.
That's diabolical.
Diabolical? It's fiendish. Mrs. Benty.
Mrs. Benty?
Mrs. Benty goes to Canada for her medication, and as a favor, she gets me my medicated suppositories. Oh, will they explode? Will they be poisoned with some gas that I could be carrying around like a time bomb waiting to go off?
For God's sake, throw them away. Flush them down the toilet.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'll do. What about Mrs. Benty?
Well, she's right next door. We must warn her and throw her medication away.
Oh, you're so smart. I guess that's why you're the leader.
Yes, and you're the follower. Come, let's go next door and do our duty as good citizens.
After you.
Mrs. Benty, we need to see your medications.
The ones you bought in Canada.
Oh, certainly, boys. They're right here on the table. I
keep them out so I don't forget to take anything.
Hey, get that back. I have it.
I need that for my high blood pressure. I don't want to have a stroke or a heart attack. Wait, don't take that. I have shingles.
We're saving your life and the lives of others.
Let me have this one out of here.
Back.
Ow! Don't hurt me. Don't hit me.
I want my meds. Please give me my meds.
No, we can't.
No, take that, you beast.
Ow.
Oh, my. Ow. My chest. Ow. My heart. Shortness of breath. My chest. Pain. My heart.
Captain, I think she's dead.
We came too late. The terrorists have done their worst. Another sad day for the USA. Let's go home, Peter, so you can get rid of the suppository you're wearing.
Good thinking, Captain. I could explode. I guess I'll be paying more for my suppositories from now on.
It's the American way. Ah, it's a nice, cool night.
Have a Stars and Stripes fuzzy bar, Captain. The taste of America.
Yes. There's something fishy in the middle.
That's the anchovy.
Mmm, nice. Is that a full moon, Peter?
It certainly is.
Pretty.
In September of 2004, Yusef Salam, a.k.a. Cat Stevens, took a plane from London to Washington to bring a message of peace. I've been happy lately, flying to the USA. And when I get there, a message of peace I will say. I'll tell America's people I'm dreaming of the world as one. Hey, America, it could be. Someday it's going to come. I'm up in the skies above you, flying on the peace plane, take your country and bring it home again. Peace plane flying higher, everyone watching the peace plane, holy roller, here come the peace plane. Mr. Yusef Salam, a.k.a. Cat Stevens, we are Homeland Security, FBI. You are hereby banned from the USA and deported back to London. Don't try to come here again, troublemaker. I was only bringing a message of peace, and I was raising money for the victims of 9/11. They said, get your bags together, we'll be deported. You. Then they put me on a plane to London. There's nothing I could do. Now they won't allow me back in America ever again. But I don't hate nobody. I just want to be your friend. Cause up in the skies above you, I'm flying home on a peace plane back to London, back to my home again. And peace plane flying higher, everyone watching the peace plane. Plane, it's a holy roller, here come the peace plane. I've been crying lately, thinking of the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? Cause out in the edge of darkness, there rides a peace plane. Peace plane, holy roller, here come the peace plane. Up on the skies above you, flying home on the peace plane, take your country and bring it home again. Band in America,
thank you.
Let's change America, man. If you're feeling bad, yeah, you're feeling sad, all you really doubt, you even got kicked out of town. Well, I got three words, they're gonna cheer you up. I got three words, they're gonna cheer you up. I got three words, they're gonna cheer you up. Here come three words, they're gonna cheer you up. Former President Bush, former President Bush, you can kiss my tush. Yeah, you're former President Bush. Former Vice President Dick, former Vice President Dick, you are such a dick, former Vice President Dick. Former First Lady Laura, former First Lady Laura. Well, some Democrats said, you know, she's not so bad. She's sort of the mother of our country, yeah. She went to AIDS hospitals and kissed AIDS babies. It was all just a photo op anyway. Show me one kid who started to read because of you. I don't think so. And even if you're cool, you're married to one of the biggest fascist pigs of my lifetime who brought my country down to its knees. But pretty soon, former First Lady Laura. So if you're feeling bad, yeah, you're feeling sad, everything's gone wrong, well, all you gotta do is sing this song. Former President Bush, former President Bush, you can kiss my tush. Yeah, you're former President Bush.
We take you now live to the Oval Office, where Vice President Dick Cheney and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice are on the phone with the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Yeah, well.
Hello. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, I've decided after a long conversation with myself to decide blame Bremer for everything that went wrong in Iraq.
Well, that's a good idea, Mr. President.
Bremer is to blame, Mr. President.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I was about to send more troops to Iraq, and what does Bremer do?
What did he do, Mr. President?
He asked for more troops.
He asks for them.
Yeah, more troops.
He asked for more troops, so I had to say no.
You had to, Mr. President.
No, no was the right answer, Mr. President.
Yes.
If I ask for more troops, you know, when he asks for them, it looks like it's his idea.
Yeah.
Bremer is just another egomaniac, Mr. President.
Yeah, we are well rid of Ambassador Bremer, Mr. President.
I listen to the commanders on the ground, and I give them the support they say they need for victory.
Right.
Not some ambassador.
Yeah. Right. You have to listen to the military, Mr. President.
Because we are at war, Condi.
Yeah, war is what the military is good at, Mr. President.
Yeah, I know. The military is good at war, Dick.
Right.
I know that.
The President knows that, Dick.
Well, I don't.
I may have a bigger problem than that disloyal Bremer, anyway.
Oh? Oh, what is it, Mr. President?
Oh, what's the problem?
I believe that hackers have broken into my... listen to this.
Yeah.
I sincerely believe that hackers have broken into my prayers to Jesus.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. That could be a problem.
Mm. I don't think the answers I'm getting back from Jesus are really coming from Jesus.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Mr. President?
Damn, Jesus used to be nice to me. I would pray to Jesus, and I would see him. I would say, hey, Jesus. And I would pray to Jesus, and I'd say, I want to bring peace and freedom to the world. You know, Jesus?
Uh-huh.
Jesus would smile at me, look at me, and say, yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on.
The peace and freedom, Dick.
Oh, yeah, the peace and freedom.
That
right, that's right.
But last night, Jesus looked different.
Mm-hmm.
Sent mixed messages.
Yeah.
He had a different look about him.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of arriving in my prayer on a donkey like he usually does, this time Jesus rode in on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Big Harley. Big Harley.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told Jesus I wanted to bring peace and freedom to Iran, he said, hell no, we won't go.
Whoa, that doesn't sound like Jesus, Mr. President.
Sounds like Abby Hoffman.
Yeah,
that's true, whoever he is.
Yeah.
That's why I think hackers have invaded my prayers to Jesus, and I would like to know how they did it. I'd like to know how they did it.
Yeah.
Who's betraying me?
Did you have some new bedtime snack before you prayed to Jesus, Mr. President?
Snack was the same, Connie. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. You don't change your bedtime snack in a time of war.
Right, Mr. President.
Perhaps you should suspend your prayers to Jesus until we get this thing straightened out, Mr. President.
Yeah, by the way, you were horrible against Edwards the other day.
Well, check my website, Mr. President. It's dickcheney.com.
Watch me.
But, all right, I will.
The tape of the last debate when I kicked ass against Kerry.
I'm going to study
it. Supposed to respond.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Dick.
Yeah.
I want you, okay, do me a favor since you blew it the other night after my sparkling performance.
Okay.
I want you to pray to Jesus for me.
Hmm.
And tell Jesus I want to bring peace and freedom to Iran and see what he says.
Mr. President, I may have a problem praying to Jesus for you.
Just do it, Dick. What's the problem?
Well, I don't usually see Jesus when I pray to him.
You don't see Jesus?
No.
And you claim to be a Christian?
Well,
maybe you're praying wrong, Dick.
Well,
the president is right. You have to pray correctly, Dick.
You say, when you pray to Jesus,
yeah.
Now I'll lay me down to sleep, Dick.
Well, not anymore, Mr. President. I used to say.
That's the problem.
The problem, Dick.
Well,
how are you going to see Jesus if you don't say, now lay me down to sleep?
Well,
Jesus must think you're some kind of atheist, Dick.
Yeah, well.
You say, now lay me down to sleep, right? You say it, don't you?
Of course, Mr. President. Every night, right after my regular bedtime snack.
And you see Jesus when you pray to him, Condi?
He usually rides in on a donkey, Dick.
All right. Well, if I might suggest, Mr. President, Condi can talk to Jesus for you.
No, Dick.
What?
Condi has enough to do. I want you after that horrible outing.
All right.
Which you did not watch me.
Yeah.
Get a few pointers. I want you to talk to Jesus.
All right. Yes, Mr. President.
All right. Regular snack, okay? Now,
right.
I lay me down to sleep.
Right.
And you will see Jesus the Almighty.
Guaranteed.
Well, I'll take care of it tonight, Mr. President.
Because I want Jesus, I want his blessing on my desk in the morning. Got that?
All right, it's a slam dunk, Mr. President.
However, should Jesus tell you, hell no, we won't go, all right? If he says that, Dick,
yeah.
Let me know immediately so that I can convert to Hinduism. Who needs Jesus?
And We're on the air here with the Christmas Coup County Players. That's a CCCP, our monthly laughing nightmare. And we are here with the greatest of all Republicans. How are you, Mr. President?
With I'm on the air.
Yes, Mr. President.
It's Christmas.
I'm here, but I can't hear you.
Are you napping? Are you listening to your prayers? Saying your prayers?
What's the music?
The music is...
Lee Greenwood.
Is that what you would like next time?
I'd like to hear some Lee Greenwood.
We'll play that for you after the election.
I want to have Lee Greenwood and some Crystal Gayle. My old man turned me on to those guys.
Great
you know
taste,
I mean?
Yes.
Good old rock and roll by Lee Greenwood. Good hard-hitting rock and roll. Lee Greenwood, Crystal Gayle. That's some good stuff.
That is good stuff. Mr. President, would you like to take some calls from your avid listeners at 212-209-2900?
I don't get that guy in the cave that always says something about Cuba.
The guy in the cave.
I thought you meant Osama.
Maybe he's with Osama. Osama Cave Lodman.
Listen, maybe some of the listeners can give you some helpful hints in the debates that are coming up with John Kerry.
I may cancel him. I did so well the first time. Why try to pass it?
You were good.
Great debate. I got all my stuff in 8 minutes.
It's hard work, Mr. President. Hard work.
That's right. I did a lot of thinking. I did a lot of thinking for the time in between my words. Most things got to think.
We could see you thinking there on television.
I was thinking a lot, and I was practicing some monkey faces.
Yeah, those were good. You saw a little thought bubble over your head and the monkey faces.
I got so distracted by the fact I blew them away, I started doing monkey faces.
What did Laura say?
The monkey faces. In fact, I'm going to campaign for money, get an organ grinder. Go on the road and ask for some nickels and pennies from the common man. This way unemployed people can help out. Break open those piggy banks and I'll do some monkey impressions.
We're going to take
Have you seen my chimpanzee? I do a great gibbon.
Are you going to bring that with you tomorrow night to tomorrow night's?
I'm going to do my gibbon face. My orangutan. Thinking about going to Vegas if I lose this election.
No question.
Orangutan.
You won't lose, will you?
I'm going to be an orangutan. I may lose, but I'll cover the spread. That's the most important thing. I've spotted him a 10-point lead, and I bet on me not losing by 10 points. This way I can win. And we've already got the results from Florida, so I know I won that state.
Yes, yes. One vote from Jeb Bush. Everything else wiped
Thank
out.
Thank God we won that state already.
Yeah, good thing. How many electoral votes is that?
We won by 1,735. We already did the counting. It's over.
We think we have someone on the line with you for the president.
God
Are you there
you.
With us?
Hello. Yes, Mr. President. Speaking about monkeys, what is your opinion about the theory of evolution?
Good question.
Well, I think that began with the monkeys, rock and roll in the late 60s, a great rock and roll group, and evolved with Bruce Springsteen, started with the monkeys. That's musical evolution. Thanks for the question.
Yeah, Mr. President,
I think I was prepared.
Mr. President, you're starting to look like the missing link.
Next message is hard work talking from a phone, pretend like I'm in the studio.
Take a vacation in Fallujah or Circassia, and maybe Syria when it's a liberated nation. We'll relax on date palms as I rub you down with crude oil on the smooth soil of the desert of our choice, and rejoice when the prices of oil go up together, painting the world red, white, and blue forever. How romantic will it be? We'll use the best weaponry. Get proof the world's a sovereign capitalist democracy. The only dictators are the ones we handpick, while a depleted uranium makes the evil people sick. Staring at the atlas, Iraq is only practice. Iran starts acting like asses, will attack them. A war on evil acts is paid
for by your taxes. Another 4 years of Bush's daddy starts relaxing. What? Millions of lives got to do with us. You get the more lines pumping in his victory for us. In the end, there'll be no terrorists unless we pop them up. And every human on this earth will have to spend American bucks.
Like Sun Tzu, head into meetings, read AU with a nice smile. As you go the extra mile to make war based on empty files, you get a wild. Like when you worked up the UN, my heart went through the roof. No W, there's a thing or two my love could teach you. You need the power, probably moves like my bowels. Not even throwing in the towel, he likes to grow in the sack. And we know that he likes it like that.
Neocon stylings of Iron Chic featuring Eccentric and Mosery. That's some Palestinian hip hop artist for y'all.
And you're on the air with the president.
Hello, Mr. President. We want rapture, Mr. President. Why don't you drop bombs on Iran, on Iraq, on Syria, on Russia, and on China? So Jesus would be here and you can't see me.
We're going to liberate all those countries on November 3rd. I know they're waiting.
Yes.
I know
yes.
They're waiting Iran and Syria for
yes.
Liberation.
Jesus should not come in your dreams. Jesus would be next to you, Mr. President.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. Join the
Thanks
army.
Thanks a lot,
Join
there.
The reserves. Join the reserves. A good chance to see the world.
And you're on the air with the president.
Hello. Is he there without his dick?
No, Dick is in the studio.
Oh, well,
right here,
I want to
funny.
Know. Is that polecat Dick?
This is Dick Cheney. I'd like to cut your head off.
Mr. Cheney, thank you. Is there any chance, Mr. Cheney, about getting Fidel Castro in the cabinet?
Yeah, Fidel Castro is not a problem.
What would you
God
do
bless
with
him? Yes, he speaks Spanish. I like him.
Fidel Castro,
him some
friend
tacos.
Of the president.
We're
going to
liberate, send him on his
we're gonna liberate Cuba, too. We're going to liberate them. Join the National Guard.
And Mr. President, I understand Fidel listens on the Internet to this. Do you have any Mexican words of encouragement for him?
Buenos dias, mis amigos mío, allá en este país. Vamos a vencer en Cuba cuando mando más tropas a National Guardia. me gusta mucho. Que Cuba libre. No voy a tomar... Cuba es libre. Entonces yo voy a tomar muchos Cuba libres.
This is an amazing diplomatic conference. I don't know why you haven't had it so far.
He is so talented. He's bilingual. He can bomb two countries at the same time.
On the money. And you're on the air with the world. You're on the air with the president.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning. I say,
how did you ever and where did you ever learn the word vociferous?
Vociferous. Where did you learn the word vociferous?
You've been fighting vociferously against us. I know. Loud. It means loud. I'm trying to break in some new words.
Hey, well, listen, anybody wants to meet the president, he's every Tuesday night at Rocky Sullivan's, 7:30 sharp. Right, Mr. President?
I'll be there sharp. We could use a guy passing out flyers in front of the place.
He's probably on all four of these lines. Okay, you've been listening to the Christmas Coup Comedy Players. That's the CCCP's monthly laughing nightmare with David Dozer, John McDonough, Mark Kehoe, Marshall Efron, Alphabetti Olsen, Moogie Klingman, Joe Randazzo, Scooter, Christopher Zagouras, The Happy Tones, John Ashcroft, and me, Janet Coleman, with special guests The Apocalypse Yesterday Choir, Vern Partlow, Phil Klein and the Zippo Singers, and starring Randy Credico as the President of the United States. Peter Patriot and Captain Privilege is written by Marshall Efron and Alphabetti Olsen and engineered and edited by Christopher Zagouras, with Marshall Efron as Peter Patriot and David Dozer as Captain Privilege. Chip Shuffling and Blaine Bremer were written by David Dozer. Chip Shuffling engineered and edited by Christopher Zagouras. Parody lyrics to Samara and Peace Plane by Moogie Klingman. CCCP News by John McDonough and Mark Kehoe. Money Mix by Scooter. Praise Our George by Tom Wilson and Susie Day. Talkin' Atomic Blues sung by Vern Partlow on Songs for Political Action, Disc 6, 1945 through 1949. Former President Bush by Latch. Rumsfeld song by Phil Klein from Zippo's songs, Heirs of War and Lunacy. Randy remembers at Rocky Sullivan's on Tuesday, and we're here next month after the election. Don't forget to vote. And our website is ChristmasCoup.com. Sign on with us. Let us know you're here. Bye-bye. See you next month.